Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
The Beatles released Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on this day in 1967 in the UK. Recorded over a 129-day period beginning in December 1966, the album, widely regarded as one of the greatest of all time, it sold more than 32 million copies. Here's Sir Paul McCartney.
Now, we started it just thinking, we're just going in the studio, just going to have some fun. So you feel very free. Let's pretend we're another band. It's a very freeing process, like improv is. You suddenly... you're not thinking the same way you normally think, and it's liberating.
The Eagles released their debut studio album on this day in 1972, an immediate success, and produced three top 40 singles. It's Don Henley reflecting on his days in the group.
You get the fame and all the attention, you get the pressure, you get the money, you get the drugs, you get the women. And all these things, while on the one hand are fuel of some sort, they're also very destructive because there's a tendency to overindulge.
Take it easy, witchy woman, 'cause I get a peaceful, easy feeling. And I know you won't let me down.
Couple of birthdays today. Jason Donovan, American actor and singer, is turning 53. He had the 1989 UK number one single, Too Many Broken Hearts, plus 15 other UK top 40 hits.
There's only one way when you're at the top to go down. What is important to me is my family and, you know, my situation at home and the people that are really close around me. But yeah, a little moment of success now and again sort of helps the morale, keeps the troops going a little bit.
Too many broken hearts in the world. There's too many dreams can be broken in two.
And Canadian-American singer Alanis Morissette having a birthday today. That huge album from 96, Jagged Little Pill, which has sold more than 30 million copies, making it the best-ever-selling record by a female performer. The album Chock Full of Anger, which is an emotion Alanis says is a good thing.
I'll take anger. It's an empowering force, and when it's destructive, it's, you know, no one's having any fun. But when I take it up on what it's offering, which is just this empowerment and this movement out of depression or movement out of despondency, anger is a gorgeous force. I'll take it.
It's like rain.
Today in Music, Tuesday, the 1st of June, Mix 104.9.